I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, November 28th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Dark clouds in downtown Salt Lake City and 45 degrees.
Snow is starting to affect the drive on the north end of Utah. Len Thomas.
KSL's top story this hour. You want to take extra care driving today with the snow gathering today into tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more on how to get home safely.
Whether we get a lot or a little, days like today are when we have to sharpen up behind the wheel.
You know, another question that we got asked was, you know, how much snow or how much rain or how much moisture does it take before these roads can become dangerous? And the answer to that is any amount can.
Sergeant Mark Wine with the Salt Lake City Police Department says slowing down even below the speed limit if needed and increasing the distance between you and the next car are a huge part of safely navigating harsh weather. He says if you get in a crash, try to move out of the road and call 911 if you need help. Regardless, be prepared for anything.
Make sure that your car has a full tank of gas. Make sure you have some blankets, some water, just in case something might happen that leaves you on the side of the road.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A pilot is lucky to be safe today after his plane crashed in the mountains in Weber County. Mountain Green Fire's Brian Brendel says the pilot crashed yesterday afternoon and then he walked 2 hours to find cell service.
Our guys had gone up Cottonwood Canyon Road and said, we're going to just keep blowing sirens and air horns and see if he can hear us, because they had him on the phone, and yeah, there he was. So it was great. It was a very, very nice ending to a potentially bad situation.
Firefighters say the plane was all in one piece. The pilot only had some bumps and bruises. KSL's top national stories this hour. The gunman in the Buffalo supermarket shooting in May has pleaded guilty to all charges. Authorities say 19-year-old Peyton Genderson opened fire at the Buffalo Tops Market on a Saturday, killing 10 people and wounding 3 others. Genderson reportedly targeted the store because it was in one of the most predominantly black neighborhoods in upstate New York.
We stand here proclaiming, praying, and demanding that he get the most harsh sentence that anybody can get for these heinous acts of violence.
That is civil rights attorney Ben Crump. The state level of charges carries a sentence of life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. Gendron still faces federal charges in the shooting, which carry the possibility of a death sentence. Iran is asking that the U.S. be removed from the World Cup one day before their soccer team faces Team USA on the pitch. Now, it's because the U.S. soccer social media team posted an image of an altered Iranian flag as a way to support women's rights. Team USA needs to beat Iran tomorrow to advance to the next round. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. A relative of Iran's leader is speaking out against the government.
Iran arresting the niece of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei after she denounced the regime and called on foreign governments to cut all ties with Tehran over its deadly crackdown on protesters. In a video post, Farida Morad Khani calling on world leaders to pull their diplomats out of Iran, calling it a, quote, murderous and child-killing regime that has no regard for laws. Mordkhani, the daughter of Khamenei's sister and a well-known opposition leader, now reportedly behind bars at Iran's notorious Evin prison. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
China is easing some antiviral restrictions amid widespread protests over the government's zero-COVID policy. But Beijing is still supporting the strategy, fearing cases could spiral out of control. ABC's Carson Yu is in Hong Kong.
What you saw in the Foxconn riots earlier last week, that was just a pay dispute. Imagine the same thing happening if there's an outbreak and there's deaths on campus because of COVID. I think the reaction would be even bigger. And it would pretty much shut down productions at all these factories that make the world's products.
Foxconn riots happened at the company's massive flagship iPhone plant, causing some shipment delays. Other national stories KSL is following. Don't look for plastic partitions or faraway benches when visiting Santa Claus this year. The jolly old elf is back pre-pandemic style. Santa Booker, HireSanta.com, has logged a 30% increase in demand over last year after losing about 15% of its performers to retirement or death during the pandemic. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden unveils the new White House holiday decorations.
The decorations include 77 Christmas trees throughout the White House, 25 wreaths surrounding the executive mansion, and over 83,000 lights on trees, garlands, and other displays. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden unveiling the designs, choosing the theme, We the People, with the idea of reminding Americans of what united them throughout the holidays. The White House says it expects around 50,000 visitors during the holiday season. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Coming up on KSL, record high travel nationwide over the Thanksgiving Day weekend. And a look at your noontime drive with Len Thomas.
As snow starts to fall in Box Elder and Weber counties, we have a crash 1 mile north of Morgan, eastbound I-84. Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
The KSL Giveathon is here.
They told me it was leukemia, what that was, and that I was going to be okay.
Please take a moment to consider what you can do for the kids at Primary Children's Hospital and donate today at KSLKids.com.
Happy holidays from Lee's Heating and Air. If you're looking to replace your home's heating system, you need to consider the award-winning American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning line of products. There's no better time than now to get a free estimate or second opinion on your home's heating system. Needing just a tune-up? Now with every $59 tune-up, Lee's is donating $10 to Quarters for Christmas. Call 801-467-1561 and schedule today. Visit us at leesheatac.com.
Arrive in style in a great fitting suit from Mr. Mack. We feature quality designer brands like Calvin Klein, Michael Kors, Ralph Lauren, and Talia, with styles to suit every man and every occasion. We ensure a perfect fit, offering fast, free alterations by expert tailors at all 9 Mr. Mack stores. Arrive in style with Mr. Mack, serving Utah for over 50 years.
Celtic Woman, Christmas Symphony, Tour 2022. December 6th at Maurice Abravanel Hall with the Utah Symphony. Tickets on sale now at utahsymphony.org or 801-533-NOTE. Celtic Woman, Christmas Symphony Tour 2022.
As the weather gets cold, come inside Maurice Abravanel Hall for a musical treat. Holidays with the Utah Symphony has something for everyone. World-class musicians playing beloved classical music, holiday pops, and family-friendly concerts with the jolly man himself. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. You'll want to take extra care driving today. The roads could be slick with snow today into tomorrow. KSL News Time, 12:08. Thanksgiving holiday travel comes to a close to the numbers seen before the pandemic.
The days of empty airline seats during COVID are over. The latest numbers from the TSA for the Thanksgiving holiday week rivaling pre-pandemic levels. 54.6 million passengers screened this year, just shy of the 55 million screened in 2019. And while airfares are up an estimated 43% from last year, travel mom Emily Kaufman says look for Travel Tuesday hotel deals.
New York Hilton Times Square has an offer of up to 25% off plus free daily breakfast.
She says the hotel industry typically offers post-Thanksgiving sales. You just have to get there. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Here in Utah, the Salt Lake International Airport says they had a busy Thanksgiving weekend, but didn't run into the same problems that other airports had over the holiday. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. West Valley City Police are evacuating Granger Elementary students from class right now. Officers were investigating a shots fired call, but confirmed moments ago that no shooting happened at the school. Evacuation is still underway, so parents can pick up their students at the Redwood Swap Meet near 37th South and Redwood Road. We have a reporter on the way, and we'll bring you the latest updates as soon as we get them. It's Cyber Monday, the year's biggest online shopping day. The National Retail Federation says more than 63 million people could be logging on to snag deals.
There's massive discounts on clothing, on beauty items, items like shoes. And we're not just talking 40 to 50% off. We're talking 80 to 95% off some items. I know it sounds insane, but I got an email from a clothing store that said that they were having discounts of up to 95%. So that gives you an idea of how desperately these stores want to get their items out.
That is retail analyst Hitha Herzog reporting. KSL Sports, the Utah Jazz are on a four-game losing streak after dropping a heartbreaker to the Phoenix Suns Saturday night. A six-game homestand starts tonight. You will hear tonight's game against the Bulls right here on KSL News Radio. The tip is at 7. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. What's happening, Len Thomas?
Well, Maria, smooth ride in the cities and freeways stretching along the Wasatch Front from Ogden to Provo, but the road's getting a little snow in the high country in Box Elder, Cache, and Weber counties. And we do have a crash that is on I-84 east. Bound and 1 mile north of Morgan. The George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles Foundation present William Christensen's The Nutcracker December 2nd through the 4th, through the 24th, rather. Tickets on sale now at balletwest.org. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow showers likely this afternoon and evening, and the snow could be heavy at times. Temperatures in the mid-30s. Then tonight, snow showers on and off with a low of 25. And a chance for more snow in the morning, but by afternoon we clear things out, but colder air moving in with a high of 31. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now it's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 45 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, we'll go in depth with the U of U professor on the protests that happened in China in response to the country's strict COVID policies. That's coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I feel like my kids were little for so long, and now all of a sudden they're big, and you know, it just seems like this is something we can do for them, and you know, maybe it'll help our grandkids, or maybe it'll help us when we're older.
Everybody's so into what's here now. Thinking about what will be here after we're gone is important, and that's part of what Heritagene is about. It's about the future.
You can help at Heritagene.org.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your cat.
Take a nap. Meow till I get food, walk away from food. Move to couch, see human, give cold shoulder. Take a nap. Meow till I get
your
food.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Move to couch, aggressively clean myself. Take a nap. Meow till I get food.
Get coverage for your pets with any auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Did you know that heating your home accounts for about 29% of your utility bills? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you probably never thought of it this way, but the most expensive aspect of owning a furnace isn't the initial price to buy it, it's the cost to use it. Although the price of a high-efficiency furnace is a little more on the front end, the savings you get from years of operating it makes more sense for a lot of people. Right now, Any Hour Services will give you $1,200 off any high-efficiency furnace we install and another possible $500 back from the manufacturer. And to make sure we don't cut into those holiday budgets, we have 0% interest and no down payment financing options. Call Any Hour Services and schedule a free estimate. There's no obligation to buy and no high-pressure sales, just a straightforward price with options to choose from. Again, Any Hour Services will give you $1,200 off any high-efficiency furnace we install and another possible $500 back from the manufacturer. Call Any Hour Services right now and schedule a free estimate. 801-443-7400. Google Any Hour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Need new windows? Advanced Window Products is the only local window and door manufacturing company that sells direct to the public. They've been serving Utah for 37 years at Advanced Window Products. All sales and installation are done in-house, so there's no middleman markup. They build it, they install it, and guarantee it for life. high-efficiency replacement windows and doors with lots of colors to choose from, and a lifetime warranty. It's serviced by their local team with labor, glass, and parts included. Advanced Window Products offers the highest quality custom windows in the state of Utah, and you'll save on your energy bill. Plus, rebates are available through Dominion Energy. At Advanced Window Products, financing is available 60-month 0% interest for a limited time, so buy local and support Utah's economy. Call Advanced Window Products to get $2,000 off on 10 windows or more. 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit advancedwindowproductsusa.com.
UACPA represents the interests of CPAs in Utah and protects the public trust. Find a CPA that's right for you at uacpa.org.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Today's storm could make the drive home a bit of a headache, but police are asking you to drive safely, so that's all it is. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, West Valley City Police say there was not a shooting at Granger Elementary School after responding to a shots fired call earlier. The police are still evacuating students from class, and parents can pick up their students at the swap meet on Redwood Road. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Len Thomas.
Starting to get a little bit wet as you make your way down Parley 7 on I-80 towards Salt Lake Valley. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow develops this afternoon with heavy snow likely for the commute home. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Dark clouds in downtown Salt Lake City, 45 degrees. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The teenage suspect in the Buffalo supermarket massacre today pleaded guilty to all state charges. 10 people were killed when Peyton Gendron opened fire at the top supermarket back in May. Erie County DA John Flynn.
No individual in the history of the state of New York has been found guilty of that domestic terrorism charge motivated by hate.
Gendron's pleaded not guilty to a number of federal charges, which could result in the death penalty. China is rolling back some of its zero COVID restrictions as protests over the policy reach a boiling point. But officials say they're still worried about a spike in cases this winter. China does not allow any foreign-made vaccines into the country. Ukraine is fighting to keep the heat and the lights on as Russia targets the nation's power grid.
President Zelensky is urging residents across the country, and particularly here in Kyiv, to save as much power as they can. Also, prepare for the possibility of another wave of missile strikes as Russia targets the country's critical infrastructure in an effort to freeze the population here. Winter is setting in, and they've already begun implementing emergency blackouts.
ABC's Marcus Moore in Kyiv. A massive volcano is erupting on Hawaii's Big Island.
Right now, communities around Volcanoes National Park on the island of Hawaii are not in danger, but it's unknown how big of an eruption it will end up being for Mauna Loa. It's the world's largest active volcano. It hasn't erupted since 1984. Right now, the lava flow is contained mainly the summit and a rift zone nearby. Some fissures are opening up. The USGS is telling people on the island to be ready with evacuation plans, but there's no need to evacuate immediately. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Republican National Committee has issued a statement condemning white supremacy and neo-Nazism, but it didn't mention Nick Fuentes, who was a dinner guest of former President Trump's at Mar-a-Lago. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Protests in China over that country's extreme COVID lockdown policies are rocking the world's financial markets. Steve Bannister is the director and chair of the Master of Science in International Affairs and Global Enterprise Program in the University of Utah's Economics Department. He tells David Dujanovic these protests have been building for a while.
This was apparently triggered by there was an apartment fire somewhere out in West China that killed 10 people or something right. like that. And they were blaming, you know, the COVID lockdown on the how long it took to respond and try to get that out. So they ended up with dead people. But that was just the trigger. You mentioned factories. I think the Foxconn factory, you know, Foxconn is the assembler of all the Apple products. And they have a huge operation in mainland China. And I think their biggest factory, the employees were being locked down in the factory and they rebelled. This was like several weeks ago now, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And they, you know, they broke out and they tore down the fence that they put around the place and escaped. So that seems like that was the beginning of, you know, the real rebellion to this zero COVID policy that that she is trying to put in place.
The Dow dropped by more than 400 points before the noon hour. Right now, all the major indices down by about a percent and a half. That's the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ. We'll get a complete look at your money news at 12:25. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, Marie, you can kind of feel these clouds lowering down, it feels like. And the traffic, though, right now is looking very good, actually, through Ogden on down to Salt Lake City. And into the Utah Valley with no problems all the way down to Provo. There's a crash way up at the Utah-Idaho state line, southbound I-15, as the snow is hitting up there. Also eastbound I-84, 1 mile north of Morgan. Homemade for you with love from the Nauvoo. Turkey pot pies, daily soups, hot rolls, sandwiches, and desserts. Desserts for lunch or takeout, quick, easy parking, or on your schedule. Visit thenauvoo.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast has an active start to the week. We'll have snow showers developing this afternoon and evening, heavy at times, especially for the commute home. Then for tomorrow, a chance for more snow in the morning. We clear things out for the afternoon, but a cold day with highs below freezing. And then on Wednesday, we start off in the teens with mostly cloudy skies and highs around 40 for the afternoon. Thursday, Friday, we stay mainly dry with temperatures in the 40s, but rain and snow moving back in late Friday and potentially more showers in store for the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Dark clouds, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Tis the season for clear vision, but if cataracts have started to form, the Christmas cheer might be harder to see this year than ever before. At Hoops Vision, they want to help. If you're over 60 and the Christmas light and decorations aren't as clear as they used to be, it might be time to get your eyes checked for cataracts. Their highly trained medical team will determine the best treatment and lens types for your unique needs. With their advanced technology lenses, you may never need to wear glasses again. That's the gift that keeps on giving. Hoops wants to make sure that you have clear Christmas morning memories, watching your grandkids squeal with joy as they open their gifts. And if you've met your insurance deductible, there's never been a better time to make an appointment. Their goal at Hoops Vision is to provide an eye care experience that exceeds your expectations in every possible way. Call 877-30-LASIK or book online at hoopsvision.com to schedule your one-on-one cataract evaluation today. That's 877-30-LASIK or book online at hoopsvision.com today.
Hi, this is Doug Ryan, and we all love computers, but there's one place a computer simply doesn't belong, and it's near salt and water. Why? So many water softeners put a computerized control right on top of the tank with salt water running through it is beyond me. It's often the first thing to go, and it's super expensive to fix. Kinetico has revolutionized the water softener industry by inventing a system with no electronic parts whatsoever. Everything in a Kinetico water softener is mechanical, virtually invulnerable to water and salt. It softens around the clock, keeps on working right on schedule even if the power goes out. I can tell you that Kinetico beats the others hands down, and wait until you see their no-nonsense, no-loopholes 10-year warranty. You'll feel like you're in soft water heaven. To learn more, call Kinetico of Utah now at 801-576-8600, 576-8600, or log on to softwaterutah.com. That's softwaterutah.com. Kinetico.
If you run a small business, you need the most from every investment. That's why Comcast Business gives you more. Like more innovation with our new gig speed Wi-Fi, plus unlimited data. More speed from the largest, fastest, reliable network for small businesses. And more savings, up to 60% a year with Comcast Business Mobile. All from the company that powers more businesses than any other provider. When you need more, you need Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for just $49.99 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card with a qualifying bundle. Offer ends 12/5/2022. Restrictions apply. EcoBill and AutoPay required. New 50 megabits per second internet and security edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Mobile savings compares pricing of top three carriers.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
KSL Newstime 1224, Jay Leno is back on stage after being seriously burned while working on a car in his garage.
Just 2 weeks after he was seriously burned in a gas fire, Jay Leno is stepping back into the spotlight.
No, we got two shows tonight, regular and extra crispy. Okay, thank you.
The legendary comic returning to the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California, joking about the accident on his way into the sold-out show.
Never thought of myself as a roast comic.
Hey, thank you, thank you.
The remnants of those second and third degree burns visible on his face, chest, and hands.
That is ABC's Will Gans reporting. KSL Newstime, 1225, watching Utah's money. Adidas executives are reportedly concerned about their deal with the rapper formerly known as Kanye West 4 years before dropping him. Wall Street Journal reports company feared the business relationship could blow up at any moment. Adidas recently ended their partnership with Ye after the celebrity posted anti-Semitic comments online. KSL Drives, car makers are weeding out which models they'll be making in 2023. Chevy is nixing their Spark car, which was one of the cheapest cars on the market at just over $14,000. Ford will discontinue their Ford EcoSports, and Hyundai is getting rid of the Accent. Twitter's new CEO Elon Musk says new signups to the platform are at an all-time high. Musk told employees that the platform averaged more than 2 million signups each day between November 10th and the 16th. That is 66% higher than last year. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 460 points, sitting at 33,887. S&P 500 down a full percent and a half, down 61 points. NASDAQ also down a full percent and a half, down 181 points. A dress design for Princess Diana is being revived. Designer Elizabeth Emanuel says that she can't find the original dress and doesn't know if it still exists, but she's taken steps to carefully recreate the bright pink body-hugging dress that Princess Diana wore to a party days before marrying Prince Charles in 1981. We will update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
The BYU Cougars are on the court.
Spencer, step back.
Three. Got it! Every Cougar game, every block, and every jam is live right here. Tuesday, it's BYU Westminster. Pre-game is at 6, tip-off at 7 on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
I lost 34 pounds on the soda weight loss program. You might have heard us talking about this. Soda is S-O-T-A for state of the art. And I've been so cocky. I'm never going to gain this weight. Well, I gained a couple of pounds. And I know it's, I just thought I could eat as much Halloween candy as I wanted to. Yeah. What was I thinking?
They're just small bites, right?
They're just right. That's what I thought. So I've gained a few pounds back. So I'm so excited to talk to my counselor because I know she will help me get back to where I was like that. She helped me lose the 34 pounds in the first place. And I talked to her on the phone. I don't have to go anywhere, Tim. I mean, I just talked to her on the phone.
Yeah, the important thing you just said is that relationship that you've had from the very beginning, and they really become more than just somebody on the other end of the line. They know your history the whole time you've been on the Soda Weight Loss Plan, and so they know where your struggles have been and where your successes have been, and they'll guide you right back to the success side. My daughter lost 42 pounds using Soda Weight Loss, and you can lose weight too. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com and find out about this great program. It's spelled S-O-T-A. Think Tim and Amanda. It is. State of the art.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. Len Thomas, We see dark clouds downtown, but are we seeing snow in other parts of the valley?
Well, we're seeing some in Parley's Canyon as you come down the hill. I-80, some snow coming in, but drivers doing well so far. Also in Ogden, the snow is coming down. A little bit wet on those roads there, but no accidents at this point. And there is one, though, in Weber. It's Weber County. It's a crash in Weber Canyon, eastbound I-84, north of Morgan. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Expect a band of heavy snow for northern Utah, including our northern valleys, this afternoon and evening, likely impacting that commute home. Temperatures will fall as the snow moves in, too, from the upper 30s to the low and mid-30s by late day. Then tonight, snow showers on and off with a low of 25, and a chance for some lake-effect snow tomorrow morning before it moves out by tomorrow afternoon with a cold day, a high of only 31. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
The coolest spot right now is Park City with 24 degrees. St. George, not much warmer than us at 46 and 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 1230. KSL's top story this hour is breaking news. Important news for parents of Granger Elementary students. Police are evacuating students from the school right now after responding to a false alarm of shots fired call. But police confirmed that no shooting happened at Granger Elementary School. West Valley Police say kids can get picked up from the school, but classes are canceled for the rest of the day. We do have a reporter on the scene, and we will keep you updated on the situation right here on KSL News Radio. Firefighters say things have turned out better than expected for a pilot who crashed his plane in the mountains. The pilot crashed in a remote area in Weber County, but then walked 2 hours to call for help.
The aircraft is pretty whole, and he really took out only a couple of trees and walked away and then hiked all that distance, which is crazy.
Mountain Green Fire's Brian Brendel says that this happened yesterday afternoon. They were able to find him on an ATV trail a few hours after the crash. Police are reminding you to slow down and drive safely in today's storm, regardless of how much snow comes down.
You know, how much snow or how much rain or how much moisture does it take before these roads can become dangerous? And the answer to that is any amount can. As we saw last week, you know, we had that small skiff of snow that came across, but because the temperatures were below freezing, it created that little thin sheet of ice. And so we had those traffic crashes there on the 400 South Viaduct.
Sergeant Mark Wyan with Salt Lake Police says that you can call the police regardless, but if you get in a minor crash, move out of the road if you can, and if you're comfortable, exchange info with each other. The world's largest active volcano has started to erupt for the first time in nearly four decades. Mauna Loa in Hawaii is spewing volcanic ash and debris. So far, lava flows are staying within the summit area and are not threatening the nearby communities. KSL's top national story is a guilty plea today from the teen who shot and killed 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket earlier this year.
Handcuffed and in an orange jumpsuit, Peyton Gendron entered a courtroom filled with victims' families and supermarket employees to plead guilty.
With the full knowledge that he will spend the rest of his life in prison.
Defense attorney Brian Parker and Erie County District Attorney John Flynn said the automatic sentence comes with the top charge, domestic terrorism motivated by hate.
The defendant planned and carried out a racially motivated attack fueled by white supremacist ideology, specifically targeting black people.
10 were killed. Their families appeared to recoil at the sight of Gendron in court. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is urging residents to save as much power as they can. Russia is targeting the country's critical infrastructure in an effort to freeze the population. Kyiv already implementing emergency blackouts as winter sets in. Ukraine is hoping to keep momentum in reclaiming some of the territory occupied by Russia. Chinese President Xi Jinping is facing a wave of public anger over his zero COVID policy. Demonstrators poured into the streets in big cities like Shanghai and Beijing over the weekend. Most protesters focused on restrictions that confine families to their homes for months and have been criticized as being ineffective. Other national stories KSL is following. The fallout from Donald Trump's hosting a dinner at Mar-a-Lago for two notorious guests. The rapper, formerly known as Kanye West, and white supremacist Nick Fuentes, ABC Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl has more.
His meeting has been widely condemned by the Anti-Defamation League, by the White House. The man who served as the ambassador to Israel under President Trump said in a statement, quote, "To my friend Donald Trump, you are better than this. Even a social visit from an anti-Semite like Kanye West and human scum like Nick Fuentes is unacceptable."
Ye recently lost major business deals for posting anti-Semitic remarks online. Low unemployment combined with high demand for workers has more companies rethinking their basic employment criteria, like requiring a college degree.
At the beginning of 2019, about 46% of jobs required at least a bachelor's degree. COVID set in, hiring got tough, and the number fell below 35%. Now researchers say the figure is back to 41%, but some of the biggest companies, including Alphabet, Delta Airlines, IBM, and Walmart, have decided to focus more on skills and work experience than on the letters behind someone's name.
That is ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. KSL Sports, the Utah Jazz are on a four-game losing streak after dropping a heartbreaker to the Phoenix Suns on Saturday night. A six-game homestand starts tonight. You will hear tonight's game against the Bulls right here on KSL News Radio with the tip at 7. Call it a miracle. Utah football is headed back to the Pac-12 championship game. Utah and three other Pac-12 teams needed to win their games this weekend to send the Utes back to Las Vegas, but it all happened, highlighted by Oregon State's stunning upset of Oregon. Utah will face the USC Trojans this Friday night at 6 o'clock. Coming up on KSL, this year's Black Friday shopping broke records, plus a look at your noontime drive.
Well, the roads are moving fairly well right now across the Salt Lake Valley. Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
You can make the difference in the life of a sick child.
One great cause, one great hospital, and so many great children.
Help us support cancer care, organ transplants, and other treatments at Primary Children's Hospital. Donate at kslkids.com.
The story of the nurse and the foot pain that nearly brought him down.
I feel like I'm giving people their lives back.
Robert lived to take care of his patients, but he couldn't do it unless he took care of his foot pain.
I have plantar fasciitis. It'll almost put you on your knees. That's how much it hurts.
His own recovery started when he got fitted for arch supports at the Goodfeet store.
Now that I'm pain-free, I can make these people feel better.
Can't beat that. Stop by or schedule your free fitting at goodfeet.com. A story of first downs and second chances. Meet former pro football player Michael Robinson.
I wanted to keep playing, but my feet hurt.
And all those big league experts couldn't help?
You have access to anything, but none of it worked.
Finally, he got fitted with Goodfeet arch supports.
Let me tell you something. They work.
Now, he recommends Goodfeet to
anybody. If you move, go to the Goodfeet store.
Sign up for your free fitting at goodfeet.com.
Stop by the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and this is the week that Dee and I are going to see Hale Center Theater's presentation of The Little Mermaid. Nobody puts on a play like Hale Center Theater, and The Little Mermaid is a favorite. This is the time to get your tickets, and all you have to do is go to hct.org. And speaking of buying online, it's the perfect time to do a little Christmas shopping. Gift cards, tickets to play, season tickets. Next year is going to be spectacular. And the other day, I heard from my friends at Hale Center Theater that I needed to remind all of you that if you love their presentation of A Christmas Carol, don't put off buying the tickets. Already, performances are being sold out. Don't wait. Go again to hct.org. Lock down your tickets. Get those gift cards. Don't miss A Christmas Carol and The Little Mermaid at Hale Center Theater.
KSL News Time, 1237. Developing news on KSL News Radio. We are now hearing from Granite School District officials that Granger Elementary students do not need to be picked up from school today, but parents can pick up their kids if they feel it's appropriate. Police officers responded quickly to a reported shots fired call, but the district later confirmed that the sounds were a science experiment in one of the classrooms. Lots of shopping going on since Thanksgiving, breaking records, in fact.
Black Friday shopping numbers were better than expected amid inflation concerns. Adobe Analytics reports consumers spent a record $9 billion in online purchases. And now Cyber Monday, the biggest online shopping day of the year, is expected to rake in even more money at stores. CNET Money editor-at-large Farnoosh Torabi.
Cyber Monday traditionally is a huge day for tech gadgets, tech shopping.
But is all this spending a good thing? Economists warn credit card debt is skyrocketing. Buy now, pay later financing is up 78%, and consumers are actually paying more for the same items this year than last year. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. And let's check in with Len Thomas.
Well, thank you, Maria. Looking in the camera, seeing the snowflakes starting to move across the field of play in Layton now as it makes its way a little further southbound. I'm just telling this because right now that will affect the roads. They will be getting wet. But right now, traffic is moving well. If you come out of Ogden all the way down to Salt Lake and into the Provo area, with no problems. Coming down I-80 in Parley's Canyon, though it is wet up there as well. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL 7-day forecast showing snow showers for today and tonight. We'll have temperatures in the mid-30s and lows tonight around 25. More snow in the morning Tuesday, and then we clear it out for the afternoon. But a cold day, a high of only 31. On Wednesday, we'll start in the teens with highs in the upper 30s. On Thursday, 47 and mostly cloudy. And then we'll see shower chances moving back in Friday into the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Dark clouds, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And there are some precautions that you can take headed into this snowy weather. We're going to go in depth on that subject coming up next. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Les Olson IT has the office technology you need to take your business to the next level. Protect your business with state-of-the-art security cameras, sensors, alarms, and access control protocols. Get peace of mind with cybersecurity from our elite IT services team. Reach the next level of productivity, security, and success with Les Olson IT. Learn more at lesolson.com.
Experience the thrilling fun of international luge competition as the best athletes from around the world return to slide on the Utah Olympic Park track. FIL Luge World Cup action is back December 16th and 17th for the first time in Utah since 2016. Cheer on Team USA Olympians as they race sliders from Germany, Austria, Italy, and more. Enjoy food and drinks on the lower loop as sleds speed by on the sliding track. Admission is free for all spectators. Event schedule and information is available at utaholympiclegacy.org.
Hi, my name is Kendon Holdaway, and I work for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Before that, I worked as a dialysis technician at the largest dialysis center in Utah. And before that, I was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease at age 14. However, I am one of the lucky ones. I have an amazing mother who gave me a second chance. She donated her kidney to me, and it changed my life. Thanks to her and a scholarship from the Kidney Foundation, I was able to graduate college, get married, and apply to medical school in hopes of becoming a doctor. Sadly, there are many who are not as lucky as I am. Every car you donate to towcars.org gives hope and help to 3,000 patients like me, many of whom are still waiting for their miracle. Towing is free and donations are tax deductible. Keep donations local by donating online at towcars.org. That's towcars with a K. Like kidney.
I know you've heard of a water softener, but have you heard of a reverse osmosis drinking water system? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and an RO system filters out everything but the water molecules and leaves you with pure, clean drinking water. A lot of people buy an RO system when they purchase a water softener because the two products complement each other and improve the quality of your water in different ways. From now until the end of December, when you have Any Hour Services install a new water softener, we'll give you an RO drinking water system for free. That's an $1,100 value. If you'd like to know more, call Any Hour Services and schedule a free estimate. One of our plumbers would be happy to come to your house and show you what options are available. Again, from now until the end of December, when you have Any Hour Services install a new water softener, we'll install an RO drinking water system valued at $1,100 for free. Call Any Hour Services today and schedule your free estimate. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
as Utahns prepare to buy online on Cyber Monday, credit card rates and debt are seeing near record highs. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Second, we are hearing from Granite School District officials that Granger Elementary students do not need to be picked up from school today after a report of shots fired. Now, we'll get the full story from a reporter at the scene in just a few minutes. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot with Len Thomas.
A crash in Weber Canyon, eastbound I-84 north of Morgan. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A winter storm will move into the area this afternoon, bringing snow showers for the afternoon and evening hours. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
45 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Peyton Gendron's pleaded guilty to all state charges in the Buffalo supermarket massacre, including domestic terrorism, motivated by hate, and 10 counts of first-degree murder.
I felt it important not only to the families, but this community, that every name be listed in the indictment and that he plead guilty to every single name that he murdered.
Erie County DA John Flynn. Protests in China over the nation's strict COVID lockdown have reached a boiling point. The government is rolling back some zero COVID policies. An Iranian general says more than 300 people have been killed in nationwide protests against the country's human rights record. Ukraine's president is urging residents to conserve power as Russian attacks target infrastructure. Testing is underway on Houston's water supply. Mayor Sylvester Turner.
We are optimistic the results will come back clean.
A boil water alert's been in effect since a Sunday power outage at a treatment plant. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth, and it is developing news. We are hearing from Granite School District officials that Granger Elementary students do not need to be picked up from school today after a reported shots fired call. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is at Granger Elementary School with the latest. Amy, what happened?
Yeah, Maria, we heard that this was a false call for shots heard. A teacher saying that they heard something they thought was shots fired and called police, and they reacted as if it were true. And now parents are here and being told by police that there is nothing to worry about. There's an officer actually outside. I'm looking at a line of 50, 60. It's growing. Families, parents that are standing in line to pick up their children, and are being told by an officer as they arrive at the door that there is nothing to worry about and that they don't need to actually take their children home. And so I'm seeing parents actually leaving the school without any kids as well. And some of these families, these parents, are really just standing here in blankets, and it's quite cold, but they want to check on their kids. They want to see them, is what I'm being told. One man says he knows everything's okay, but he's still going to take his 10-year-old son home after he got a call from him earlier saying, "I'm on the bus." He said his son was scared, but that he was okay.
Yeah, I'm sure those parents are a little freaked out as well, Amy.
Yes, they are. One dad told me that he was scared. He rushed to get here from work and that he feels better now, but that he's going to kind of play it, you know, by ear and take his son home, see what they do tomorrow if they come to school at all as well.
So what do we know about the incident that caused this scare?
Yeah, so we're hearing that there was maybe an experiment in one classroom that made some loud noises, and that set off some fear in a teacher who calls police about shots fired was the call. But again, there were no shots fired. It was an experiment going on in another classroom, and police at one point bussed students just across the street here to, there's a drive-in movie theater and a big parking lot where they had a reunification area. But now they're just, all the students are back in the school and parents can pick them up if they want. So you do have some parents taking some kids home, but I'm also seeing a lot of parents not taking kids home.
All right, Amy, thanks so much for your report.
Thank you, Maria.
That is KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. She is at Granger Elementary School, where they had a bit of a scare, but there was no problem. Kids going back to their classroom safely. Parents still a little scared, though. Some of those parents taking their kids home for the day.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.